If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
I love you.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral.
The city needs saving.
What? How are we going to do this for the time?
That was Rip. This is John Constantine.
I'm from the future.
Because you can inspire.
I'm in the future. My name is Barry Allen.
Oh, doubtful, mate. You see, I am an accomplished warlock, an expert of the occult, and a master of exorcism.
You people will become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
Absolutely. Heroes.
Welcome, you're listening to DC on RMD, Legends of Tomorrow edition on Rain Man Digital. If you're listening from your desktop, take us mobile by finding us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. Search DC on RMD. Once you find us there, please subscribe, follow, leave us a review, all of that good stuff. Today, we're going to be talking about Legends of Tomorrow, Season 4, Episode 14, Nip Stuck. Gary Green is all the man we need. How weird. It was such a weird episode. All right. Directed by David A. Geddes, written by Ray Utarnichet and Matthew Mala.
I think a weird episode is all I can say. I didn't think we could get any more legends than Bebo last year.
Yeah, but we got a nipple eye.
A nipple eye.
Which is honestly unsettling.
It was probably the most unsettling thing I've seen.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say that's absolutely the most unsettling thing I've seen on the CW network, for sure.
Do you think they went to like the board and they're like, all right, guys, what we're going to do is we're going to nipple eye him. Wait, what? Excuse me? Make his eye a nipple.
His nipple and eye. Yeah.
Yes. Maybe they said it backwards and they're like, okay, whatever.
It's bizarre. 100% bizarre.
What was your reaction when he pulled open his shirt?
I knew something was going to happen with the nipple because it's not just going to be like, look at a nipple. And then all of a sudden you're like a like Stepford nipple follower. I don't know. I wasn't expecting that, though. And now I will say it's some of the better CG stuff that we've seen.
Do you think if I look for a guest spot, there'll be like Gary's nipple and it'll be that dude's eye?
No. No way.
I'm going to start telling everybody I was Gary's nipple. Yeah, I got my my card. You know, I made my acting debut. What were you? That was my eye and Gary's nipple.
Yeah. Yeah. Check my IMDb.
Prove me wrong.
Credits on there. There's just a lot of weird stuff this episode. Mona and Nora team up and they're trying to stop Gary, and Nora is the first one to get indoctrinated.
They always go with the tropes, right? Like, oh, we'll investigate this separately.
Yeah.
Never break up.
Yeah, never split up.
Never split up. Stay together.
And then...
Did you think that Nora was acting some of the time?
Yeah.
At first I was like, oh, she's just playing along. Like, for real.
Yeah.
Because I was like, maybe her magic should overwhelm. Maybe that was just in my head canon.
I mean, that's how I felt too, honestly. You know, she shouldn't be able to be overtaken so easily by a nipple, by a demonic hell nipple. Please, for the love of God, leave Mona in this season and do not bring her into next season. Just please. Please, please, please.
She was better this week, but not anything that I want to see going forward.
And I mean, Jesus, the wolf is so bad.
Yes.
Wolfie. And now she and Wolfie have two separate personalities, two separate conscious states of being. What?
I
hate it.
I did. I hate it. I hate when she goes all wolf. And then you like watch the arms bend and you can definitely see like the skin suit over the top. Like there's so much about this thing that I absolutely hate. and, you know, just for the wolf to get like knocked out of her real quick. I don't know. This Mona and it with the wolf thing, it's not because it's Mona. I think if they were doing this with any of the characters,
no, it looks bad. Honestly,
we would be like, this is just doesn't make sense.
Objectively, it looks bad. It's cheesy and campy in a way that I don't find charming, as I usually do with all things Legends.
Yeah.
And I think that in itself is really telling. And, you know, you couple that with a character that's already unlikable. She's whiny and selfish. And
who's going to feed me in here if I'm in here?
It's
so gullible and just
stupid.
Stupid.
She's stupid.
You went there, so I can say it now. Yeah, she's stupid.
I'm.
I honestly found Gary kind of. I don't know
he
why.
He was cool?
Yes, I don't
and
know.
And kind of attractive?
Yes, it's weird how things change when the attitude changes, right?
Yeah, and the glasses. And a little bit of the hair.
Yes.
His hair was coiffed differently.
Hmm.
And yeah, a change of glasses and a change of attitude. And all of a sudden, you know, yeah, it's a totally different situation.
There were some funny moments in there that I found myself chuckling, like when he's doing the review and you look down at the paper and it just says blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, eating mints and just the, you know, again.
Gary, but make it cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's
it felt like Gary, but cool.
Did you watch Family Matters or and that's too old for you?
I mean, I watched some.
So
but
you know
it,
that
it
there
wasn't...
was Urkel and Stefan?
Yeah.
That's what they did here.
Yeah, absolutely.
That, mm-hmm. you know, there is the suave moment of the nerd.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that was a highlight of the episode. I think Gary's a character that we used to be like, he's annoying, but like, it works.
He's trying.
He's trying. And I think there's been a couple groan-worthy moments where we're like, do we really need Gary in there? But he's grown on me as a character.
Did you find yourself getting hypnotized by Gary Green as the man is all the man we need?
Gary Green is all the man we need. Yeah, it was Jesus. Ugh.
Will we ever see that T-shirt at a con?
No. No.
Only if I make it.
Yeah, only if you make it. Yeah. Only if you make it. And I wish that more of the characters had been around for that, too. Because then if we ever, like, met any of them, you know, or, like, again, we could wear those shirts. Just be like, Gary Green is all the man we need. But, nah.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's life.
But, again, at least that part was well written to where they made him charming and the actor was able to pull it off.
Oh, my God. He was great.
And again, we shouldn't be surprised just because... That's what they do on these shows is that they're able to pull off multiple characters playing the same or multiple ways of playing the same character.
It just goes to show you how good he is at character acting that we're so surprised because we're so convinced that the dude's just like a bumbling, happy go lucky, like dipshit all the time.
Yeah.
that it's like jarring to see Gary like suave and hey, come on. But yeah, that was a highlight of this episode. It was great.
Yeah. And I was happy also that I got to see Ray be not
happy go lucky.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of kind of characters that are actors pulling off other versions of characters.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on that. It was really cool to see Ray, not be quite so Ray. For an episode, for, you know, probably a couple episodes now.
Yeah.
And that paired with Constantine was a nice touch.
So, again, I historically, I don't know, like, a lot of Constantine, like, backstory, historically speaking, types.
I have no idea if this is an accurate thing at all.
Okay.
The comics. I don't think it.
Because I just didn't seem like I've ever heard like a Constantine comic or even on the old TV show. Like I've come from a long line of you know, wizards and magicians.
Yeah.
So I
don't know about that.
I should have yelled at Mike before we started. Mr. Hellblazer himself. Because, like, you know, I think we always reach for that kind of stuff when we want that kind of things to be like canon. And it just kind of turned, for me, it turned Constantine into like this Highlander type character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, well, somebody from his family has been around forever doing this.
With like bad costumes. This is some of the cheapest set stuff I've ever seen in this show.
Yeah,
I'm usually pretty easygoing on it, considering that they have to juggle all sorts of different types of costumes and things each week, and it's not like they get the chance to really. There's no point in making a really, really solid, super accurate, very nice fabric costume that's weathered perfectly, because it's only going to be used for one episode. You know what I mean?
But like, it shouldn't look like my mom's tablecloth with a rope around it.
It shouldn't look like that, and it shouldn't look like something a cosplayer just finished and hasn't bothered to weather yet.
Yeah, they haven't learned that part.
Like, none of it was believable. But I will say the wig work has gotten so much better on the CW, because that wig looked great. That looked nice and dirty and, you know?
Actually go into his head.
Yeah. So the wig, A+, the costumes, and even the rocks, because it was supposed to be like a Stonehenge-y situation.
Uh-huh.
They looked like foam. It was bad this week.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, I am one to try and suspend my disbelief for as long as possible and try and force myself to suspend it if I have to. It was bad this week. It looked like a local theater company production.
Like, I could definitely see that on some stage work.
Honestly, that was the quality of stuff that I'm used to seeing in person when working as a theater tech. Like that's not camera quality. That's like, we're a local like community theater group. It was not impressive. I'm very disappointed in that.
Did you buy into the whole storyline that Constantine's relative was going to send him to hell and that was going to make Constantine hold the portal open longer, you know, to save himself?
I don't know. I think I was more distracted by everything that was happening in that. I wasn't really
looking at the storyline aspects.
Yeah. Honestly,
that's a huge, just like
hell.
Yeah, that's something's wrong if you're distracted by set work.
I was so distracted by the set and the costumes, and like honestly, even the extras this week, like the non-speaking extras. Constantine's like ancestor was talking, and one of them was just kind of like looking off into the distance, and one of them was like looking very stoic. Like, it just, there was no like no sense of we're all on the same page here.
One had a Starbucks. Oh, wait, that's a different show.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Sorry.
Honestly, it didn't seem like the extras were on the same page. It didn't seem like costumes were up to par. The set was up to par. It was all very distracting from what could have possibly been a kind of cool situation, but it didn't do it for me. It's going to be a no from me, dog.
Especially going into the last, you know, we only have two episodes left after this.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of want them to step up, because if you look back at the 14 episodes or 13 episodes we had previously, it's not like we've had those like colonial like war scenes to where they've had to go out and get 5,000 costumes.
Yeah.
You know, like we've seen in previous, we don't even see the heroes suit up anymore.
You could splurge or at least rub the costumes in the dirt for a few minutes.
I'm gonna lose my deposit.
Lord. Spray him down with some like diluted tea. Give him a little bit of where just something. It looked like they just bought like yards of pleather from Joann's. And like, yeah, from like Joann's Fabrics and freaking like just sewed them and then went, okay, here it is. Put it on. Now on to set. Just way too clean. Way too. Yeah. No, that's convention status costume right there. And now, in a very Legends turn of events, this Tabitha that we've been hearing about that we needed a vessel for, turns out to be the fairy godmother from like the beginning of the season.
Yeah. Did you see that at all?
No, absolutely not. And you know, what? It was just for funny shock value because they're looking for another vessel.
Fuck. What's the shock? The shock value is watching Ray make out with her.
Oh boy. Can you imagine?
What's worse, Gary's nipple or Ray making out with the old lady?
Ooh, that was cringier. That was cringier. Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, at least the nipple, I was like, that's interesting. But with Ray, I'm like, oh, look away, look away. Can you imagine his wife on set? Because
just
I
back
mean,
there laughing at
yeah,
us.
Yeah, because Ray and Nora are married in real life. Just sitting back there, just watching her husband go to town with an old lady. Oh, boy.
Oh,
that's rough.
It and just the Ray character in general doing it.
Ugh.
You're just like, well, at least he's getting the girl finally.
Yeah. Is that tongue? Thank God for the Legends jokes.
I was like, oh, they're making. Does Tabitha need a vessel now?
Yeah. She doesn't need one, but they're going to go get one. That's what he said to her.
They want an upgrade?
Yeah.
It's not going to be Gary still, is it?
No. Because he said, let's go find you a new vessel.
Okay. Because that would be weird if it was Gary and.
No. His keys.
Be like, Gary, we got your nipple bit off. Now you're going to have to make out with Ray.
Ew. Okay. Can we real quick backtrack to fucking Wolfie biting off his nipple?
Oh, God. I forgot that.
Good Lord.
I blocked that out. That's why I didn't put it in the note. I was like, what? I knew there was something else disturbing that happened this week.
Uh-uh.
Then I was just like, why is that wolf suckling on that nipple? Trying to bite an eye out of that guy's
it was
chest.
Just. All right. I have no more words for it. I just wanted to.
Yeah. No,
we can't not bring it up, but. Just,
yeah. I completely. Like, I remember watching going, holy shit. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And expecting just I don't know what I expected. An eyeball to crawl across the ground.
I don't know. Did she swallow it? I don't. All right. So hell. Let's talk about hell now. Hell sounds nicer.
Hell's more believable than a lot of the things we saw in this week's episode.
So we get to a point here where Constantine makes a tough choice. Mick is not ready to give up on haircut. The team is all on board. Like, nope, we're gonna save them both. We're gonna help them. How do we do this? But we're gonna try. Let's just be a team. Team building exercise 99. That was a Flight of the Conchords joke that probably no one is going to get. And Constantine throws himself into hell to save Ray, which is not something unbelievable for Constantine. He would absolutely throw himself into hell to save someone else.
Yeah.
And he falls into a dumpster.
A flaming dumpster in hell.
Depths of hell, yeah.
I always wondered in storyline wise if Constantine had enough connection to these people that he'd be willing to risk it. Or is it because he sees everybody else wants him to do this?
No, it's just because he doesn't believe that. I think, okay, so for Constantine, thinking about his character and his personality, it's one part, screw you, demon. I'm not going to let you win. It's one part just pure defiance of demons and demonic stuff and hell and dark magic that, you know, is trying to take someone else's soul. It's one part guilt. You know, if I can't save one single person from hell, I'm going to beat myself up about it for the rest of my life. Superman trying to make up for not being able to save other people. You know, he doesn't ever want to let someone go through that again of losing their soul, of being cast into hell when they're such a good person, especially Ray. Ray is such a Boy Scout. There's no way Ray's going to hell. He's such a goody two shoes.
We know that because we watch Constantine. Have they established that enough in Legends for people to believe?
I think so. I think they've, at the very least, Neron has kind of dangled stuff about Astra and about, you know, well, you couldn't save Desmond. Stuff like that, kind of toying with him.
Okay.
I think so. Also, I don't know, they're a team. You do what you got to do for your team.
True.
That's kind of the thing with Legends. Yeah, I don't know. All right, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we will talk about the team building exercises.
Every time they do that, I get hungry for chicken.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
Did you?
I don't think I do. Good God.
I'm just amazed that Tony could fall asleep during a show.
I know. I didn't.
Is he awake right now? I can't see him.
His eyes are too squinty. I'm not certain.
Oh, that's racist. That should be a meme. That should be a meme. Can someone take a picture of Tony and say, okay. I'm not sure if he's sleeping or if he's just Asian.
I'll sneak him.
I'm looking off into the horizon.
Are you? I'll sneak a picture later.
Maybe that's why I didn't know he was asleep.
I was looking off into the horizon.
I thought it was just Asian eyes.
Yeah.
For more Rain Man, visit rainmanshow.com.
What are you looking at, nerd? Huh?
I thought I was looking at my mother's old douchebag, but that's in Ohio.
Geek Out Saturday.
And then, like, ants eat your remains.
Like, those books got real dark.
For kids.
Or, like, one of them, like, you get...
The fact that Marvel's been doing it for 10 years doesn't mean it's easy.
Hold on, though. Take Marvel out of the equation and forget that they don't even exist. Television has been doing this for decades.
And I stumbled upon it while I was hunting alligators. And this guy starts whistling at you. He beckons you. So I thought it was a mission, like a side mission. So I went, and then I realized what it was when it was too late. Yeah. I walked in, the guy starts...
And that's how they go out. Like, because the rebirth, when they ditched the new 52, because the new 52, they weren't always on the best of terms. They're back together, or, you know, they end up getting back together because they feel something they don't know. They just feel like the universe is pulling them together.
Catch up on your favorite Rain Man digital geek shows every Saturday. DC on CW, Back to Tank, Weird West Radio, The Crossroads, and more. Geek Out Saturday on Rain Man Channel 001.
Hey, ass butt.
I can't really complain about that.
I was just super bummed that she was old and...
As you would be.
She wasn't as hot as she was last time. And she looked more like the old version of... What's the chick in Kill Bill? The one that has one eye.
I know who you're talking
about. Uma Thurman?
Yeah.
Wait, which one? The Daryl Hannah?
Yeah, Daryl Hannah.
She looked like a Sidewinder?
Yeah, she looked like an old beat-up version of Sidewinder.
Old beat-up version of Sidewinder.
Well, don't be... There's no room for ageism in this show.
Ageism. That's a new one.
That's not actually... That's a real thing. It's been around for many years.
Oh, Jesus.
That's not a fake word.
It sounds like a fake word.
Yeah,
Jesus
racism.
Christ.
Nice one, Mike. I'm glad you made that one up, too.
As if people get offended by when you degrade them for how old they are.
Look,
now get back in there and make me a sandwich.
She looked like she'd be the one that would drive backwards down the frickin' highway because she could barely...
See, that is what we call ageism, listeners.
Yeah. It's more like truthism. Go to Sun City here in Arizona. Right. Go to Sun City in Arizona. You'll see it. She probably lives there.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Lily was like, I gotta come from Arizona.
Anyway, regardless of Ryan's...
Hold on, I'll help you guys after I take my blood pressure medicine.
I gotta take my Geritol real quick. You guys have an extra walker I can use? I left mine in Arizona.
That's so fucked up.
They made me check it when I went through the, I had to go through the machine and my pacemaker might have gets.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I hope someone horrible makes fun of you when you're old. Like, just throw shit you know at what? You.
I'm going to be the crotchety old guy that laughs at those jokes, though. Because, I'm old, dude. At that point, you've lived just about everything, right?
You've lived just about everything.
Might as well make fun of yourself, dude. I'm going to have, a replacement hip. Shit, my mom has a replacement hip. Now I'm making fun of my mom.
He's just digging himself.
So as Ryan tries to backpedal out of that grave.
My mom doesn't listen to this
whatever
show.
They have done. With Meredith Glynn.
That's what we're worried about.
Yeah, I know. His mom's ratings.
Please, we don't want to offend Ryan's mother.
Ages. That's where we draw
who
the line.
Actually spawned this piece of shit.
Don't miss Supernatural at Crossroads every week on Rain Man Digital. Go to supernaturalthecrossroads.com for more information.
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, RAINMAN, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her, ooh, and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity, and even blow you away. Plus,
free shipping!
Always sent in discreet packaging. Go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off plus the 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code RAINMAN. Again, that's RAINMAN. Because without it, no free stuff. That's RAINMAN at adamandeve.com.
Right. We're back. Let's talk about the snowed in Wave Rider. I was honestly a little bit surprised when Mick chimed in to make that choice that Sarah was kind of stuck on. When he was just
I was more
fire.
Surprised that the Wave Rider listens to Mick.
I mean, it listens to all of them.
Seemed like that was very important.
Yeah. Maybe the captain should make that decision. I don't know. But they get, you know, they get stuck in the snow, stuck in an avalanche in the Ice Age, and Zari and Nate do
they incubate.
Yeah, they incubate an egg and something else. they bang while holding a dragon egg, which is bizarre.
Weirdest.
Do you think they ever do you think they set it down after a certain point and they were like, okay, sorry, dragon, body heat, but also get out of here.
What position can you hold the, is she in doggy?
Right. Oh, man.
And just kind of
just holding it.
Over the
face
egg.
Smashed into the ground, both arms clutching the egg.
I'm just trying to figure positions to where, you know.
Good old missionary.
Yeah, him just standing up or laying on the table type thing.
Yeah.
I just hold that egg.
Just get it done. Are you done? I don't know. It doesn't seem like you could be really into it while you're focusing on holding a
not
dragon
trying to crack
egg.
An egg.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
This dragon better have a big payoff.
Right? I don't know.
It's got to be the be all end all of the season.
Or something. Yeah. I mean, it's gotta come into play in the final episode, maybe. Cause otherwise, what the hell is the point? Other than cool, we hatched a dragon.
Yeah. What the fuck do we do with it now?
I mean, honestly, though, that's kind of enough for me. For me personally, not for the show, but that would be, I'd just be like, fuck it. I hatched a dragon. What'd you do yesterday? Huh? Nothing? Cool. Also,
were you surprised, getting back to Sarah and Mick real quick, about the fighting between those two, the argument that they had about, him being not really caring and being off doing that and then him snapping back about the girlfriend?
No.
We haven't had serious moments like that in quite some time.
No, I'm not surprised. Because both of them tend to just hold shit in like that. He sits back and watches, and he'll grumble, but he doesn't really say much. He might make some quick jabs, but when it actually is something where he's just like, oh, cool. Yeah, so you get to do whatever you want, but not me. He doesn't really let go on someone like that very often. He just kind of, whatever. He'll make little jabs and insults, but he won't really, like, I don't know, call someone out like that as much when he, like, really means it and when it's something to do with him personally.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm not really surprised because, for like, Sarah was frustrated and blamed him. But, I mean, he absolutely had a point of, like, okay, yeah, sure, maybe I should have been here. But how come you get to go do your book club and spend all your extra time with your girlfriend, but I can't go do the one thing that I've left the ship for, like the one personal thing? I'm here all the time. I can't leave once. No? Cool. Awesome. But I'm glad that in True Legends fashion, they have their little, like, hey, screw you. We'll screw you back. And then, like, a little they take a beat. And then they're like, I'm not apologizing, neither am I. And then a little bit later, they're like, no, listen, man, I'm sorry. Like, it plays out, like, realistically, something like that would with someone that you are close with. Like, fuck you, man. Well, yeah. Fuck you, too. Here's my opinion. Well, here's mine. All right, cool. So I guess we don't agree. Storms off in either direction. Comes back a little later, like, you know, I've been thinking, I'm sorry. You know, it's,
you want to go get lunch? I'm hungry.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a real fight.
Yeah. And it's done. In one episode, they're like, nah, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. I'm like, no, that's okay.
Legends of Tomorrow, season 5, episode 7. Sarah and Mick still aren't fucking talking.
Right? Like, it's not like that. And that's one of the best things about this show, I think. It's one of my favorite things is that, you know, they have real interactions with each other. They're not always going to agree, but usually they're not so hard-headed and so self-absorbed that they can't at least accept, like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have handled that way, at least. Even if that's how I feel, you know, I could have said something about it, or you could have said something about it, or, like, blah, 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 whatever. Here, we've made up. Yeah. How much of a Boy Scout is Ray, though? Oh, my God. He literally made a survival guide.
Oh, coilated and fucking...
Coilated.
I can't fucking talk. Sorry.
It's bound.
Bound.
He bound it.
Yes. Sorry. Words.
Bookbinding. Yeah, it's literally like a spiral-bound little, like, presentation. Like a home-published little book. So cute. He's such a dumb little Boy Scout. The fact that there was anything in there for an avalanche, though, like, what is he thinking? I mean, I know anything can happen as a legend, right? Like, they've come across just ridiculous situations. But what was he doing? Sitting down being like, okay, well, in case of an avalanche, in case of being trapped in time, in case of...
Obviously, there's
flood.
A lot more downtime on the ship than we know.
Clearly, yeah.
I mean, between that and creating a game,
we only get the good bits. Yeah, I mean, but to be expected, you know, you don't see them. I mean, there's not going to be something every single day.
Mm-hmm.
What would that be? You know, over 300 anomalies per year.
Yeah,
that'd be ridiculous. They'd be so overworked. They'd be exhausted.
Some of us write romantic novels. Some of us make survival guides.
Hey, you know, whatever gets you through the day.
Yep.
But it was, all of this stuff was absolutely just true legends, bonding and problem solving and working as a team and solving the problem, getting the situation.
It was definitely the best parts of the episode and stuff we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah. I just love it. Like, I love them going on missions and doing Legends stuff and Time Bureau stuff. And, like, that's all cool and well. But I just love these characters. And I'm so bonded with these characters that even that moment where Mick was like, you know, we're the last of the originals. And Sarah was
And showing the old picture of, you know, back, you know, I think that was season 1 with Jonah Hex. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. I got a little misty-eyed for a second. I was like, oh, buddy.
Well, what it did for me, I was like, holy shit, are they talking like these two are leaving? What the hell?
Oh, no, I didn't even think of that.
Like, is it, you always worry about that kind of stuff. It's like, wait, are we going to see a full transformation now?
Oh, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. I just.
That spike of concern in the back of your mind, though. Like, yeah.
Oh.
They
want to do other things now.
It was just very reminiscent for me, you know, just like, yeah, like Ray and Sarah and Mick are the last of the originals. A couple team members died, you know, a couple of them just left. And here we are with this whole new crew outside of them. And some of them have been around longer than others. And some of them were attached to them because they look like someone else, but have a different personality. Yeah. And admittedly, that's a huge reason why I'm attached to Charlie as a character, because she looks like Amaya, and I love Maisie as an actress. I think she's done a great job. I think she's fun, and it's cool to see her do something different.
Uh-huh.
If it was someone else that had that personality, it might take me a little longer to get
the buy-in
attached to them. Yeah. Yeah. But because it was, you know, the same face that I know, but a different kind of character, it just made it fresh in a weird way. I like Charlie. I think she's great. I think she's equal parts troublemaker and team member.
Yeah, definitely. She's fit in real well this season.
Yeah, I back it wholeheartedly. So it's been great. And even Zari. Like, Zari's grown on me so much. There's been a lot of character development for her. She was kind of annoying at first, and now she's great.
Now she's like a real person.
Yeah, she's a real boy. This is the stuff that I love, you know? It's the stuff that, like, when you watch superhero TV shows and movies, you like to see them fight people and do cool things and special effects and superpowers and awesome fight scenes and, like, mystery solving and, like, crushing the enemy. But I don't know. There's a different level of excitement and giddiness that you get. It's just fan service when you see them just hanging out, just bonding with each other, hashing it out, talking about stuff, sharing, you know, heartbreaking stories or fond memories and, like, just regular people stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's honestly some of the best moments to me. It's part of what I love about Legends so much is they all do just kind of sit back and shoot the shit with each other.
There's time to reminisce.
Yeah.
It's not all go forward. Find the next big bad guy. We got to do this now.
And it's some of the stuff that I liked with Supergirl as a show for a while. It was Supergirl and her sister catching up on the couch, kind of just eating ice cream or Chinese food and watching a movie on TV and just, oh, man, can you believe what happened this week? Like, blah, blah, blah. But it felt real. It felt like two people being like, what the hell is going on?
Like,
what,
work
what
was over. Let's talk.
Yeah. And it was great. And that's something that Legends gets to do that I think sets it so far apart from some of the other shows. And it makes you feel more attached to the characters because you feel like you get to see a more personal side of them than just, I'm a superhero. Watch me fight. It's more casual. It's more down to earth. So I loved all of this stuff on the ship. I thought it was the best part of the episode.
Yeah. No, definitely. And something that was well needed for Legends.
Yeah.
That we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah. I think I'm interested to see where this is going to go for the last couple episodes of the season.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad we're going to see some cool hell stuff.
We hope it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be real. I think that the Stonehenge-y costumes and set stuff was a one-off. I think I don't think the rest of it is going to be that cheesy.
No, I think they'll be fine, especially if the way it looked, it looks like we'll get a lot of internal, like, building shots.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it wasn't hell like we think about, just fire and brimstone everywhere.
And I think, you know, if nothing else, that's a style of shot and filming that the CW knows.
Yeah.
And like the superhero teams know. They know, you know, cities and how do you dress like kind of like urban settings, you know, tall buildings, people wandering the street, stuff like that. It's yeah, I think they're going to do fine for the next couple episodes. I'm going to be glad to see Tabitha get a new vessel, but I wonder who it's going to be.
It's got to be somebody we know, right? Like, I just don't see it being, you know, oh, random girl number 7.
I don't know. Unless she carries into next season or something.
Make it Nora and Ray. They can both be evil together.
Yeah, I thought about that. But like, poor Nora. She's already had demonic possession problems. Like, just let the girl be. She just got a job at the Time Bureau. She's not on the run anymore. She's redeemed herself in the eyes of the government and like other people.
I can't get through this orientation packet.
Yeah, man.
Leave me alone.
Cut the girl a break. I don't know. I don't know who it's going to be. But I am excited to find out, and I think that the gimmick of having the fairy godmother be Tabitha was very Legends and and the right amount of cringe for this show. But I will be glad to see her not keeping that that body. Boy, I can't take it seriously. So yeah, I'm glad she's getting a different body.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, overall. Even the downfalls in this episode weren't enough to make me go, man, this was a sucky episode.
No, definitely not. It was a lot of things. It's weird that you watch it and you kind of cringe a little bit. And you're like, yeah, it's fucking Legends. And you're just thinking, how could it get any weirder than this?
Yeah.
And then Ray makes out with an old lady. And you're just like, oh, my God, the nipple's not maybe not the worst thing about this episode.
So bizarre.
You know, like, and not when I say worst thing. I'm like in my head, I'm just thinking this is horrible. Like, again, how to explain Legends to somebody? This week, a guy had a hypnotizing nipple.
Well, it all started when
a unicorn bit off his nipple.
A demonic unicorn bit off his nipple and then got sent to hell with presumably the nipple in its stomach or mouth or whatever. So the nipple's in hell. This nerdy dude is in the real world. He's got no nipple. No one bothered to like give him a new one or anything when they probably have the technology to do it.
But, especially on the Wave Rider.
Yeah, but that's neither here nor there. Time travel's involved. That whole thing happened at Woodstock. And fast forward to now, a demon brought his nipple back up from hell and put it on his body. And now he's all cuckoo crazy pants and hypnotizing people because the nipple turns into an eyeball and indoctrinates them to say that he's all the man we need. So, oh, and then a werewolf lady bites his nipple back off so that he won't be all evil anymore.
Yeah, that's about it.
Hashtag Legends.
And the fairy godmother makes out with Superman.
What? That's still the moment where I'm like, oh, that's the weirdest part.
Yeah, right? He's like,
ugh. Ooh, boy. I don't know. I mean, do you think Constantine's going to come into contact with anyone that we might know while he's in hell?
I don't think. If they've went this far without bringing anything from NBC into this, I don't think they'll do it now.
I mean, they've talked about Astra, but we're probably not going to see
that's
her,
like,
right?
Yeah, no. If they do, I'm not going to be mad as something to seduce them to like try
to. I won't
be
mad at it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but I don't know if they've done enough to explain what's going on, you know, other than it's a name that we recognize has been said a couple times this season.
Is there anyone else that we can think of? I mean, probably no other characters from NBC, right? Any comic book characters that you can think of?
I don't think they're. What other Easter eggs? I mean, I just don't think, you know, all the kind of the hell version characters that I can think of are on other shows. You know, and I just don't think they would ever do that. I don't expect to see much out of hell.
I don't really either, but I also wouldn't put it past Legends to throw something in there to screw with Constantine. You know?
Yeah. We can hope.
All right. Well, anything else? Any predictions for the last couple episodes going in?
With Legends, it's so hard. I'm actually, yeah. I mean, yeah, I could, in a million years, you give me a million guesses, I would have never said unicorn bit off nipple turns into a hypnotizing eyeball. So, yeah, I can't exactly pull out the eight ball on this one and be like, yes, this is going to happen.
Yeah. I never would have guessed Bebo.
Bebo, Bebo the Destroyer was just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. I just looking forward to it. I want to see how they end it. I'm glad they're more Constantine focused now, you know, towards the end of this season. And I want to see how they turn out and what happens to those guys and who stays and who goes, because we're at that part of Legends. So,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, we are. I don't think Constantine will be sticking around past this season.
I just don't see where he fits in.
Mm-mm. Not once they, you know, get rid of this demon. I hope they move him to Swamp Thing, though.
That'd yeah, cool. I don't want a watered down version of Constantine anymore.
Yeah, but it's been fun, though.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's good seeing Matt Ryan. It's good seeing him do the character.
Yeah.
He does the character well.
Yeah.
I just miss, you know, the little doctor pack with all the goodies and throwing chicken bones and, you know, this is a feather off of a, you know, a dying demonic duck that can tell us, you know, which direction to walk. I just made that completely up. But, you know, things that we saw on the NBC show that they haven't really used at all on the CW.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap things up for this week's episode. And you can always catch our other episodes, past and future, this episode, every episode you could ever imagine that we've actually done, though, not whatever you can imagine, on DCOnRMD.com. And that'll do it until next week, I think. Bye.
Bebo want cuddles.